I totally took it for granted. Because, you know, we went up and then we had a few seasons where we didn't really do much. But then we were in Europe, weren't we?
The checkbooks.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We were in Europe like every season, in the UEFA Cup at least, you know. Oh, we're playing Roma, cool. I just thought it was, just took it for granted. This will happen next season and the season after. And didn't really appreciate it. I spotted Leeds since I was about 8. Went to some games when I was a teenager, and a few more games, and went to, like, when we were in the Champions League and everything. That's probably when I went to Leeds United the least. And then when we got relegated to League One, our lowest ever position, I bought my first season ticket. Yeah. But we did win a lot, so I did get value for money. I wish I could give
you
anybody
attention every minute. You allowed fans to pick their own track listings for your new album. If you were picking an all-time Leeds 11, which players would have to be in there?
Peanut's dad's been going for 50 years or something. 55 yeah. years, probably?
Yeah, a long time.
And,
Man and boy, and even younger boy.
We go sit with him, and he's always talking about all the great old footballers, but we obviously didn't get the chance, so...
In fact, there was a thing in the Evening Post recently, there was a poll, and it pretty much was the 70s team, but with John Charles in it.
And the thing is, we went to the dinner... greatest team ever, dinner, and it was the Leeds team, 70s team, plus John Charles, plus Nigel Martin, and that was the team. But Batty was my Leeds hero, because I think because he's from Leeds and he's willing to get stuck in, everyone loves that at Leeds. So still, to this day, I think that favourite players are the ones who sort of, you've got to show you're trying at Leeds. If you show you're trying, everyone loves you.
Becchio, Luciano Becchio. I think he exactly what Simon said before, a trier. He wins the ball every time. Just gets a little toe in or gets his, you know, can chest it better than anybody else, yeah? Chest it, it's like a pass. It's not just like, oh, chest it, oh, it's bounced off and where's it gone? He'll get it to the player. And I think that kind of, and the first time I saw him play, I noticed that. I thought, he's good.
Last season, I mean, I think all Leeds fans were just desperate not to go down again. We obviously did pretty well. And like players like Becchio, who everyone was a bit like, is he going to be good enough for the Championship? Did well, scored 20 goals. It was amazing.
What are your hopes for this season?
It's weird. Leeds in the playoffs is a...
It's a disaster.
It's a disaster thing. It really is disastrous. So I think we need to... If we get a strong enough squad, you need to be automatically going up rather than put ourselves to that playoff thing. Because we've been... Simon and I and the rest of us have been through proper ups and downs. We played Elland Road when we did our gig at Elland Road in 2008. Played that on a Saturday evening. It was one of the best things ever. Overnight on the bus, down to Wembley, watched the playoff final, saw Doncaster just...
Disaster.
Knackers completely. And you're thinking, that is the ups and downs. Exactly that. Playing to like 35,000 people in your hometown and then seeing the team forget to get on the bus to go to Wembley.
Life in the Kaiser Chiefs or playing for Leeds, which would you choose?
I like kicking the football around in the field or at festivals, but I think I'm definitely better at music.
I'd like to think if I was a footballer, I'd be one of the people who was like, I don't want to sit on the bench, I'll play anywhere, I just want to play. I would hope. But obviously, then you get the cash. 60 grand a week for sitting and doing nothing.
Yeah. If you're going to the physio a few times a day, you're going, oh, it's still hurt. Yeah, got a twinge, it's still hurting.